Good afternoon. Well, first I want to do my acknowledgements at the top. I know I'm going to talk long here, so I'll try to go quickly. I'm Aaron Bandman. I'm a PhD student at the University of Chicago School of Social Service Administration, not associated with this other nice group that's here, across the midway from them. Also with Jennifer Bellamy, who's assistant professor at SSA, and Neil Guterman, who is professor and dean of the school. I also want to say thanks to the Oscar Mayer Foundation and the Pew Charitable Trust who funded our pilot study, and also to thank this really nice LENA staff for all of your support as we did our study, and here, what a nice welcome that you gave us as we got here. We're focusing a little differently than I think what I've seen today, and that's, I hope you get something out of it as we are. Our pilot study was to involve fathers in a home visitation intervention. This is sort of a hot topic in the area of social work and home visiting right now, involving dads. More research is showing that dads positively involved in the families can contribute positively to the lives of children and infants. So our intervention was sort of a brief home-based add-on to existing home visiting services, sort of a modular curriculum that can work with various types of home visiting models that are out there. And there's a wide variety. Many are evidence-based. Some are promising practices. Others are curriculums. This was a sort of curriculum with many strategies that could easily be incorporated into other diverse home visiting programs. We used the LENA not as an intervention tool. We used it simply for an observational tool to go alongside our other measures, which are all self-report data. So the parents didn't get any kind of feedback from the LENA. Later they asked about it, and we would provide it to them after the study was over if they had asked about it. And then finally, I'll look at some of the reliability and feasibility of the LENA. For our pilot study, we did a time lag design. So we went in, we measured families that were new to home visiting services. We did a pre and post test on them about 4 months apart, and they received services as is. Then we went into the programs, we retrained the staff on our model, on our add-on model, and then had them go back into the field, recruit new families. So this is two different groups of families, about 24 families total. All were eligible for the program, so they are slightly different, but all of them were low SES, low-income families, all exhibited some sort of risk factors. These programs, some of their main outcomes were to reduce the risk of child maltreatment in the home. So one thing they did, they worked with parents on parenting skills, they worked with individual parents on child development, and typically to the home visiting model in the past, it's usually a mother-child kind of interaction. Less time is spent with the fathers in the home. If the dad's there, okay, but we don't necessarily try to get them in the home. So that was our big push, was to try to get the fathers in the home, try to get the workers to think a little differently about how they're planning when they're going to the home visit. And they would visit weekly or bi-weekly, depending on what they would do, depending on the model. These are young children. Most of them were less than one. Average was about 7 to 8 months, and then we had a few a little older. And all of these were biological parents. Just for the sake of our pilot study, we narrowed down to our bio parents. They weren't necessarily living together. They weren't necessarily in a relationship together, but the father was physically accessible to the mother and the child. So just some likelihood of the father being in the home or involved with the family is what we were looking for. Okay. So the self-report data had three sort of main areas, mother and father involvement. So they each reported on their perspectives on their own involvement and their perceptions of their partner's involvement. They reported on relationship factors between the two of them, other personal characteristics like depression, substance abuse, things like that. And then child maltreatment risk factors, sort of harsh parenting, other really specific that led towards this kind of maltreatment note. For the LENA, we did the same sort of collection. We did a pre and post at baseline in 4 months. We had them track their usage and say, you know, basically if there were other people present in the recording. We allowed them, and this was for our IRB sake, to delete segments if they wanted to delete. And what else did we ask on that form? to note specifically who was in the home, if it was sort of an average day in the home or if something atypical was happening. You know, later on we figured out we wanted to add a number of other things to this recording as well. They were asked to record for a whole day as much as the recorder would go, and asked to record a typical day when they were both in the home, when both parents were in the home, and it wasn't used, like I said before, as part of the intervention. Sort of our primary study results are that we saw an improvement in father involvement. We also saw an improvement in mother's perceptions of father involvement, and increasing qualities of the parent relationship, a decrease, which was really nice, in some of these maltreatment indicators. Although it was a small sample and we didn't really expect to see that, that was a nice thing to see. All of this is leading into a further intervention study, a larger study later on. Overall, we found that our intervention was pretty feasible. We were able to engage a very large percentage of fathers in the study, which was really nice, and into services as well, which was the important thing. The feasibility of the LENA, we had a really high success rate. I don't like to talk about it because I know there are some challenges out there, but we had actually all of our families completed the LENAs, and we didn't have much of an issue. We had issues with people pausing it repeatedly. Well, they were told to do that, but they somehow found a way and figured that out. And also people who would take it off and leave it in a corner somewhere. I found a dog was licking it at one point. The scary things that you find when you do the listening to some of these studies. And then some environments where the TV and radio was constantly on. This is one thing that we expected to see with the families that we were studying. We figured that the child might be sort of in front of the TV a lot. And we also expected to see sort of a chaotic environment with a lot of people in the home, and that's another thing that we did see a lot. So we did have to do some elimination of our data. And this is messy, and I will try to narrow this down on a couple other slides as well. I'm going to go to this slide because nobody's paying respect to the rights of the room. This is to give you an idea of the metric that we're using here. So these are grouped out here. This is just the mother report right now. We use, as far as we went statistically right now, we're to calculate these Cohen's d effect size and the change in that effect size between our pre and post comparison and our intervention. So here, if you look at the very top one, is total parent alliance. This is just a scale of how supported parents feel with the other partners of them and of each other. We saw a pretty big decrease in this, which is kind of what we were expecting to see from pre to post. Think about it. These home visiting programs are also working with new parents, so there's a lot of drama, a lot of stress in these families. So we expected to see this sort of decline and more stress in the family, and that's what we saw. So, I mean, this is a very huge, and this is a sort of a noisy item, which is why we don't do any more kind of higher level to clean this up a little bit. Almost a full standard deviation change at our comparison group. And that leveled off, so this was really nice. We weren't necessarily looking to see an improvement on this parenting, but to see some maintenance of this, and that's what we saw across several of these things. So you have the mother-child relationship, the parent involvement. This is them saying how involved they thought the other person was and how involved they were. And then our maltreatment risk indicators. And so we saw a nice decline in that, and that's what we wanted to see. And I'll go into those in a little bit more detail. And then the father as well. And generally there was some agreement, a little less so on some indicators, but overall there was agreement across the board. Until some specific things that I'll point out later. For the LENA, so comparing this again to our LENA, we looked at the father involvement, we looked at the word count at both the 5-minute and the vocal block detail. I also looked at the trim count detail with the vocal block level. It's so nice to talk about these variables and you all understand them. Welcome. And then the mother involvement was again the 5-minute detail. The parent-child relationship was mother and father word counts that are happening simultaneously, although we're still working on that piece of the analysis. To sort of get it, what we wanted to look at, we've limited down the data set a little bit, we cleaned it up. We only wanted to look at active parent involvement time, so we took out any noise, anything where there wasn't a parent active in the environment. We actually had to delete a little bit for the delete requests, and some where others were present in the home. Overall, we only deleted about a third of the file time, which was less than we expected to delete once we started cleaning up. So that was also, it left us about, what is it, better than that? So we had several hundred hours to record still. This is what it looked like before we took the averages. So I said 5 minutes, and now this is the full day here, not to confuse you. These are the full day recordings. For some reason, people recorded a little longer during our comparison, our pre-test phase. So this is comparison group, intervention group, and then pre to post. And not to confuse you, these trend lines here, if you can see them, these are connecting the means, and this is what we look at for the effect sizes, or these averages across these 5 minute details. But this is the whole file here. So you can see what we were excited about. Right away, we saw that the men increased their vocal time in the home and the environment of the child. And so this is a little more accurate representation. We looked at the 5 minute, these are 5 minute averages. So being active during these 5 minute segments, what that looked like. And again, we see this decline overall in our comparison group and kind of a stabilization or an increase slightly amongst the father words that were spoken in the home. And I'll show you the effect sizes on that in a minute. Some of our scales that we wanted to look at, that we didn't necessarily plan on having a comparison to this LENA data. We were going to use it a little more as a unique measurement of its own. But after we went through our typical data correction measures, we found that there were some nice things to compare, especially with this mother-father involvement with the child. They were asked to report on playing games, reading books, singing songs, all of these nice vocal things that led to a really nice subscale within each of these. So what we have is the perceptions of the mothers on the mothers on themselves, the fathers on themselves, and the fathers on their mothers. So that's a really nice little comparison that we have. And also the overall relationship quality, which had some of these more expressive items as well. Not necessarily as specific as the top scale, but we still had some items that led us to think that we would find some sort of relationship between them. So looking specifically at these two, so this top grouping here is the mother's reports. So this is the relationship quality. They indicated very nicely that about a half a standard deviation increase from our comparison to our intervention group. So they improved on the support scale overall. You know, there was a little bit of a decline, and this shows larger, but this, you know, qualitatively, this actually isn't very much of a change here. Going from this almost 14 to 10 is actually a larger, more noticeable change in this. And then, very promisingly, we saw this decrease in abusive kind of verbalizations between the parents. And the same was noted by the fathers. The parent involvement was similarly noted, an increase in this positive, in language use, they perceived the fathers to use a little bit more of the language, and the mothers thought that they talked a little less than they did, which was an interesting finding. But we sort of matched that up later with what we found. These are the LENA variables, the adult word count, mother word count, father word count. I'm going to say father all the time. I know it's male, but that's what's in my head. That's who we kind of, we eliminated anybody who wasn't the male, non-father from these recordings. So we saw a very little change in the adult word count, which we sort of expected. A decrease in the mother, which was unexpected, and a nice increase in the father, which was very promising for us as well. The term count was a little bit difficult to talk about at this point with this 5 minute detail, so I looked at the vocal block level of that data as well. And then just another, I like to represent these all with these similar charts here. So look at this top, the mother is now on top and the father is below comparison to the other teams. They thought their own language went up while their partners significantly dropped over time. And in the intervention group, that stabilized over time. So that was a really nice finding. And those were significantly, not significantly good, but I know here this was. the father thought their language went up in the comparison group and stabilized a little bit more. So there was a little bit of conflicting, which made correlations a little hard. They weren't quite as correlated as we thought they might be. Mothers, as my wife said, the woman is always right. The women were able to, I'm sorry, no, this is swaps, this is wrong, this should be up here. The mother's view of the partner language is actually the one that's actually slightly significant here. This should say father and mother down here. excuse me. So just some very small correlations between us right now at that point. I'm out of time. Sorry. One more slide and then I'm done. And then finally, our relationship quality, our indicators here are the support. This is sort of the worst case scenario here, that support goes down while abuse goes up. We were able to stabilize both of those in the intervention group. And then again, that correlated actually larger with our ARENA data. So the adult word count went up as they felt more supportive in the home. Male word count actually went up alongside that as well. So I'll cut it off there. I have a few more little pieces of this that we can talk about afterwards if you want to.